Joining us now on the show, the Director of Policy and Networking Programs with EDUCAUSE and former longtime Cornell University professor, Steve Warona. Steve, thanks for being with us today.
Happy to be with you, Kevin.
So, first off, what is EDUCAUSE?
EDUCAUSE is a professional association. We're a not-for-profit national association for the people who run campus computer centers on college and university campuses.
Okay, and so certainly a lot of campuses, are at least in this area, are taking note of some phone and cable companies are trying to do. Now, how are they trying to control access of the Internet?
Well, thanks for the credit for helping Cornell get established on the Internet. The guy who really got the Internet going was a guy named Vint Cerf. And
okay.
Vint Cerf has said that this concept called network neutrality, and that's what we're talking about today, network neutrality. He said that if we lose network neutrality, we essentially lose the Internet as we know it. And the simple way of looking at it is right now, today, when you connect to the Internet from home or from a hotel or anywhere you go connect from, you get to connect to anywhere on the Internet. It's an even, neutral playing field. Anybody on the Internet can connect to anybody else. Mm. But the big phone and cable companies have discovered that, gee, maybe they can make more money if they charge extra for certain people to connect to other people on the net. And what really scared us a couple of months ago was when Ed Whitaker, the head of AT&T, looked at the fact that Google was making a lot of money on the Internet and said, gee, Google is out there connecting to my users, the people subscribing to AT&T, for free. They're not paying me anything. And I need to find a way to get Google to pay to get to my users. And in the Ed Whitaker view of the world, if you are an AT&T customer, the Internet access sites you'll be able to get to are the ones that have made special arrangements with him. And that changes the Internet from being a network-neutral even playing field for everyone to being like a cable TV system where the only cable TV channels you can get are the ones that your local cable TV company has made arrangements with. And this breaks the Internet model.
Wow. Is that, how close is that to potentially happening?
Well, it's actually quite close. The reason that the Internet is the neutral playing field that it's been is because there have been telecommunication laws for the past for a long time, but in particular since 1996, those laws are expiring. New laws are being written, and the current laws, some of the current versions of the bill circulating in Congress, do away with the mandates for network neutrality. And so a number of other representatives and senators have introduced bills that would retain network neutrality, and there's just a huge battle going on at the moment, which looks like just a battle of titans. On the one side, you have AT&T and Verizon and Comcast and the other cable companies that would like to do away with network neutrality. And on the other side, you have what's often called the content providers, people like Amazon and Google and eBay, who recognize that what built the Internet was a network-neutral position. And then you have organizations like EDUCAUSE and Common Cause and Public Knowledge, sort of public interest groups that have looked at this situation and feel very strongly that it's the content providers that have the right answer on this one.
And a lot of companies, as you mentioned, including eBay, and not only eBay, but a lot of small businesses that go through eBay or have their own websites are also equally concerned.
Well, you've mentioned small businesses, and yeah. If there's small business operators out there, you use the Internet in a lot of different ways. You rely on the fact that in order to reach your customers, all you have to do is come up with a server on the Internet, come up with some presence on the Internet, and suddenly you have access to the hundreds of millions of potential customers all over the net. Mm-hmm. But if instead of turning on your server and having access to everyone, you first had to make special arrangements with AT&T to get to their customers, and Verizon to get to their customers, and Comcast to get to their customers, suddenly your business model would be broken.
Wow. Where does Time Warner Cable figure into that at all?
Time Warner is one of the cable companies that would no longer have mandates to provide network-neutral services. One aspect that I mentioned of small business was getting to your customers, but also think about how you use the Internet to save money. Mm. Some of you may have discovered something called Voice over Internet Protocol telephone service. You can get phone service a whole lot cheaper using a company called Vonage, and there's other competitors that they have. Imagine the day when your cable company or your phone company that is providing you Internet service has the right to say, well, you may want to get to Vonage, you may want to get to a Voice over Internet Protocol service, but you know they're competing with the service that we're selling. Why should we let you get to a competitor over your Internet connection, which are actually our wires? We will simply slow down or block or otherwise interfere with your ability to use a cheaper service than the one we're offering. And we've seen that happen already in a couple of cases around the country.
Wow. Steve, what can we do if we're interested in getting Congress to keep the current rules in place? How can we do that?
The current situation with legislation in Congress is extremely confused. There's three or four or five competing bills, and there's actually a turf war going on between the House Commerce Committee and the House Judiciary Committee with respect to who's going to control this. So I'm not going to suggest that anybody call the representative or senator and say, here's the bill number to support. It's just too confusing. But what you can do is call your representative or congressman or send a letter and say, I support network neutrality. You can also go to a website called www.savetheinternet.com, which has all sorts of information about how to contact people. There's a petition you can sign. Last time I checked, there's over 700,000 signatures on that petition. There are 700 or so groups that have joined savetheinternet.com. There's lots of ways to get involved. Surf by that website.
Steve, really appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure, Kevin. Good talking to you.
Thanks. Same here. Steve Worona from EDUCAUSE, Director of Policy and Networking Programs there, also longtime professor at Cornell University.